Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those who work so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now. You want to work because you want to, not because you have to. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 bazillion years from now, but right now. So you have that life that you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But guys, it's so much more than just having a lot of money, right? It's so much more than just being rich. It's about living a rich life. It's about creating a ripple effect in the lives of others. And as a Rippler, you are here to bless more lives with the gifts and the resources and everything that you've been given to help more people. And so, guys, I'm excited to be a Rippler with you. Thank you for letting my ripple effect extend through you guys as you've been binging and sharing this with other people. I love that the show, it keeps growing and growing all because of you. And it's not just about growing, but it's more importantly about you guys taking action and getting real results. As a quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's great blogs on there if you want to see other videos of what we're doing here with these same episodes. You can also go to our YouTube page. And of course, we got our free ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, that you can download for free today. So check it out. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cashflow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. All right, so today I've got a special guest here. I get different things pitched to me here and there, right? And you guys know this. Like, if I bring somebody on, I don't bring people that are posers, right? I bring on people that I feel are going to be really valuable for you and actually give you real value. And you know what? This is no exception. I think you guys are going to get, especially if you have a business, you're going to get tickled by this completely. So tickle, tickle. No, just kidding. So, all right. So anyways, without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Justin Maxwell. Now, Justin Maxwell is one of the founders of Big Life Financial. He's a research and development tax specialist. He's only been an entrepreneur since 2016 because prior to that, he was a PE teacher, right? Now, he has a master's degree, and he's very passionate about helping business owners save as much as legally possible on taxes. Now, what he really does is help business owners understand and implement the R&D, or the research and development tax incentive, into their business, which most of us, including myself, I even have my own stuff looked at with them as well, trying to find extra taxes that maybe you can even get back in your pocket today. So some of these people have saved anywhere from 10 to 30,000 a year, and sometimes been into the hundreds of thousands a year. So all just from this little cool tax credit that most accountants don't even tell you about. So Justin, welcome to our show.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Chris. I'm really excited to be here. I appreciate you letting me come on.
So tell me, like, how did you go from going from something as exciting as a PE teacher to something as boring as taxes? Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, I love health. I love movement. I really am passionate about it. But I came to a point in my PE teaching career where I was just like, I'd hit a wall of, like, I felt like I progressed to a point where I couldn't progress anymore. Like, I could still improve, but I didn't think I could bring it more, any more value or help improve my own self. So I wanted to look for more.
Yeah.
So I started searching more. I took classes on like real estate investing and taxes and retirement accounts. And it eventually ended up me here. So it's kind of a different path, but I wanted to reach more people. I wanted to do more. I just thought I hit a wall in PE teaching that I couldn't surmount by staying there.
Yeah. And what is it you do exactly? Because you're not actually an accountant, but you are referring to accounting firms, correct?
Right, correct. So I'm not an accountant. I'm just a strategist or a specialist that understands the research and development tax incentive at a pretty high level, more so than most would. And I work with a team of accountants that this is all they do. They only do research and development tax incentives. They're not filing your taxes. They're not helping you get deductions. They're only doing incentives and credits.
Right. And so tell us, what is this tax credit exactly? Because I know there's been a few very rare CPAs that even bring this up. Right? Very rarely will you hear about this. Tell us, like, how did this come to be and why does it exist in the first place?
Yeah, so back in 1980, the United States had lost its stronghold on the auto industry. Japan had become the world leader in that economy.
Right. Just like Gung Ho, the movie, right?
Right, Michael Keaton. Exactly. Yeah. And the government was trying to think of different ways to keep U.S. mines on U.S. soil, to make U.S. businesses more successful, so not losing their foothold, not only the auto industry, but as a whole in all of business. Yeah. And so they created the tax incentive, the research development tax incentive. It wasn't called that then, but that's what it was. And they made it so that it would incentivize businesses to invent, to hire new people, to keep people on board, to promote entrepreneurship, and just to help businesses want to invent, like have the desire to, even if they were failing in that endeavor, at least they were having the financial backing from the government that would say, we're going to give you a percentage of stuff for your efforts, because they know that if people are trying, they're going to figure out new ways to do stuff, whether it's a new product or a new system, just a better way that's going to keep the United States globally on the scale of being in charge of the economy.
Right. Creating a big incentive to innovate, right? To innovate and create and be the leaders in that way, right?
Yeah.
Correct. That's cool. Yeah. And that's one thing I love about capitalism anyways. I mean, obviously capitalism should already give you self-interest enough to say, hey, if we're the best, we can make more. But the government said, hey, let's incentivize even further. Let's make sure that they're not just surviving, but we can actually thrive. And let's give them some tax breaks to get them to be the best, right?
Right. Correct. And it's that period when it was created in 1981, mm-hmm. It wasn't like permanently on the tax code. It was more like a test. Like, let's see if this works. Let's see if it helps our businesses. Let's see if people take advantage of this. And so from 1981 to 2015, that's what it was. Like, it was expiring. It was being tweaked. It was being changed. And it was only being used by big business. Like, no small businesses could keep up with it. It would have cost a ton of money for CPAs to ever do that. And so that's what happened.
Cool. So tell us, like, who does this actually apply to? Like, what kind of business owners would get the best benefit from this tax credit?
Yeah, so it doesn't apply to everyone. That's a really important thing to realize. Like, it can apply to everyone if, like, a business is going really above and beyond and, like, trying to invent or create a new process or system. They just have to make sure they're documented with data, stats, and making sure it's a hard science. But the businesses that it's always going to, like, probably you're almost always going to qualify unless there's, like, extenuating circumstances are people that are in, like, manufacturing or engineering or dentistry or medicine or agriculture, where it's hard science stuff already.
Yeah.
And so the stuff they're doing, the government doesn't really have to investigate, right? Because they already know what a dentist does. Like, they know that that is hard science. They know they're providing custom solutions. There's not really much investigation on their part. If you don't fall in one of those categories, then you're going to have to provide a little bit more data and structure and, like, know that you're testing stuff. It can't just be like a survey or what do you think about how we're doing this, or just randomly throw it out there. They want you to be actually testing stuff with data. And that could be a product, it could be a process, or it could be a system.
Yeah, let's go into that a little bit. Like, what are those products or those systems? Like, what kind of things would that look like for different businesses?
So just for an example's sake, like, we have a lot of success with dentists. So when they are doing custom stuff on their clients, they're each time they're looking for different ways to, like, solve a problem, whether it's a cavity, or they're looking for different innovative ways to do it, or they're purchasing, like, 3D equipment that's going to help innovate their systems to make it so they're not having to outsource it. So it makes the processes become more quicker within the office.
So anything that improves the system, like, actually it speeds up the process and that kind of thing. And
so improving, inventing a new system, or just, like, trying to enhance or create something that's going to make it better.
Right. Even if it's your own product or your own machinery, or
right.
It could be, right?
it could even just be like, because we've had some success with like consultants and speakers, it could be like you improving the way you are developing yourself too, because you are the product and you are the way you are speaking. And so like taking classes on yourself or
personal development.
Right. Correct.
So yeah, training. Yeah. I was going to say training or like learning ways or even just going through the process of trying to, you know, if they're a speaker, right? Like going through the process of trying to refine the speech, make it better, almost like a comedian does, right? Like when they try to refine their punchlines and how they deliver a joke and that sort of thing. That takes hours of practice and so forth.
Correct. Yes. So it doesn't, don't get caught up in it has to be like a product that you're producing or like what we talked about, the auto industry earlier. It doesn't have to be a car that you're trying to enhance to make better. It can be a system or a process within your business. I think people get confused about that. And I think that's one of the reasons CPAs don't necessarily know much about it.
Yeah.
Or recommend it.
Right. Obviously. And you can get pretty creative with it. I know we did a little process together as well, asking questions. I thought, oh, I didn't realize that could be counted. And especially if you're a consultant, like you've said, we said before off the air, you've got employees that are doing some of this work for you, not you personally, but you're paying somebody to do this kind of work. You also get to write that off as well.
Right. Yeah, correct. And it's really important. Like if you have a good chunk of employees, there's even a higher chance you're going to qualify for more money. Because that if you're a one man show, you have to do a lot of volume to do it. It's a lot of research development volume, which makes it harder for you because that you're only making so much. But if you have employees, the money you're paying them goes towards the credit as well. So that's a big help if you have employees in your business.
Yeah. And who's, and like what, at what point, like, you know, tax bill wise, or, you know, that people end up owing or paying each year, like at what point does it make sense? Cause if they're not making a whole lot of money, this probably doesn't make as much sense. Correct.
Right. Yeah. So if you have to be profitable and you have to be paying about $10,000 a year at a minimum in taxes, it's kind of a pay to play type of a system with the government in this one.
So but the part, if you at least are six at that figures, point, 6 or 7 figures in your business for sure.
Right. Yeah, correct. And the more you're paying taxes, the more you're making, the more you're going to qualify for.
Makes sense, right? And who would it not be for? Like, what kind of industries you say, no, I already know, you're probably not going to find anything. Like, who would that be?
So if you're like the middleman on it, like you're taking a product and then you just sell the product again, that's going to be very difficult for you. So if you're just taking off the shelf stuff and off the shelf again, just like the middle person on that part, you're going to have a hard time.
Like in sales or network marketing, those kind of things.
Right, network marketing would be difficult. Or like just an example, not talking negatively about like Metaluka type people, like that type of product, but taking a product and just reselling it. That type of doesn't work.
Yeah. And I would imagine for them, like the only thing they could possibly do is if they're like doing like a lot of training of their teams, like that, systems but more.
Right. The system would be, and they'd have to have a pretty big team. So
yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, have a lot of volume to make that worthwhile for sure. Gotcha. Cool. So what's the process they go through if they want to like go and talk to you about that? Say, hey, I want to know if this actually works for me because what does that look like?
Yeah, so we like to do like a conversation over the phone that just says like a preliminary like questions. We'll just make sure if you're paying that $10,000 in taxes, we'll just ask you a few things. And if you have the potential to qualify, we'll have you fill out a qualification application type thing. And this whole process I'm about to describe is completely free because it won't cost you anything out of your pocket except your time. And we understand your time is valuable, so we like to keep it as short as possible. But it's just, we fill out an application. The questions are going to draw out like different activities that you're doing in your business that would qualify for incentives and credits and research and development. And then we are going to take that. We'll give it to our CPAs. They'll analyze it in about a week or two. You'll have a number if you qualify and for how much. And then at that point, if you want us to move forward with amending the taxes and getting that money back, then we'll have to discuss how the fee structure works and that process.
You guys just take a cut of that. Like that's what's kind of cool. So if you don't save money, it doesn't cost anybody out of pocket anything.
Right. Correct. So if there's no money down, no out of pocket. If we do find something and he wants to get it, we take a percentage of that. So it's not even, you don't have to pay. Essentially you're just paying out of what we find you. So it's just money found and you pay us out of that money that we find.
That's awesome deal. That's great. There's no risk when you do it that way. I love it.
Right.
So give us an example of somebody like maybe like a dentist or somebody who has used this strategy before. Like what did it do for them?
Yeah. Dentists, we've had a ton of success with, but just like 2 weeks ago, we got a partnership, $74,000 back into the business. I mean, $74,000 that was not going to be coming back. So that's a lot of money. Like they can go on vacation, they can hire someone else, they can buy a piece of equipment. Like that's a good solid amount of money that can benefit them either peace of mind wise or business wise. We've had success with, like, this is a little bit extreme example, but we had a real estate brokerage in Minnesota that got back $800,000. We've had auto shops get $25,000. Like, it kind of, it varies depending on the type of brokerage or the type of business you have, but like, it varies so wildly. But I would just really encourage people, like, if you think that this is applying to you, like, just investigate it, because it doesn't cost you anything. And your CPA, there's like a 5% chance based on the stats and the data provided by the IRS that your CPA is even advising you to use this. So there's a really low chance you're using it.
Right. That's awesome. I was actually going to ask about real estate people, like whether it's investors or professionals. Sounds like there's even benefit there too.
Yeah. So the broker, it has to come from the broker, because all the volume of people they have, all the agents they have below them. If you're an agent, it's going to be more difficult because you don't have enough people below you providing you money to be paid out.
Yeah.
But if you're like a flipper or like a house flipper, you'd have to do a lot of engineered plans, and you'd have to be pretty productive in your business, because that engineering is research and development, because everything of that. So if you're a flipper and you do lots of volume and you engineer a lot of your of your houses, it's not just like lipstick on a pig's type stuff, then you're going to have more success in finding this credit work for you.
Fascinating. And I want to make a distinction here too. This is not, we're not writing things off. Like, so even with this dentist that got back $74,000, they were already writing off the salaries and all the things they were doing. This is an actual tax credit. This is in addition to everything you already written off.
Right. Correct. That's a very important point. So deductions are lowering your tax liability. Credits is them paying you money for doing specific activities with your business. A lot of people like know the kid credit for having kids. The government just gives you money for having kids. Like, it's very similar to that. You just have to meet the criteria for them to give you the money.
Oh, I love it. Awesome. Well, if they want to go ahead and fill out that questionnaire and just kind of do that no risk assessment with you guys, how would they go about doing that?
They go to tax.biglifefinancial.com and they can set up a free consultation there, and they'll get a free ebook that will explain the process even further if they want more information.
Awesome. Great. Yeah, guys, we'll put that in the show notes so they have the link there they can go click on. But yeah, I think that's huge. I was curious about it too. I've got an amazing CPA, but and he even mentioned getting this tax credit, but I said, hey, let's get some other sets of eyes looking at this to see what it really looks like. And it's a fascinating process. It really is.
Yeah, it's really cool. I really hope I hope anyone that's listening to business owner at least checks it out, because it could be like that dentistry, those two dentists had no idea it existed. And now they have $74,000 coming to them. Like, that wasn't going to be coming to them before. It's a huge relief to them, especially dentistry. They got hit, they got shut down by the COVID. So like, if you are in that boat where you got shut down and you want more cash and this is a possibility, then let's definitely set something up.
Yeah, I agree. Like, that's the biggest thing that when we talk about, you know, trying to get money accelerating, right? The best thing is if you don't lose it in the first place, it's awesome, you know, or you can get it back. I think that's just so. Justin, I really appreciate your time today. This was great information. Everybody, again, reach out to Justin. We'll put the link in the show notes so you guys can do that and do that assessment. But if you feel this is something that could really benefit you guys, do it, guys, because it's one thing to listen to this show. It's another thing to take action, and especially when it leads to real dollars in your pocket today. So, Justin, thank you so much today.
Yeah, no problem. I really appreciate you letting me on, and I wish you guys the best, all your listeners and you as well.
Absolutely. And everybody else, I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Hey! Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.